News Talk 1620 WTAW, our weekly update with Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department. We're going to lead off today with some things that officers on the streets have been noticing that are no-nos.
Yes, we've noticed several different violations that have been occurring. One of which is the halo lights. It's like a ring that goes around the front headlights. It's either green or blue, and that is an equipment violation. The other one would be tinted taillights. You know, you have the blackout taillights. You see them real dark tinted. Those are in violation of equipment. And then the other one that we have seen here recently is people have been started to tint their front windshield all the way down, and you cannot do that. The tint goes down just a couple of inches to, it's called an AS1 line. And if you look on your windshield, you can actually see a little white line, and it'll say AS-1. And the tint can only go down to that line. It's to make sure that your visibility is clear. And the easiest way to remember it is on the halo lights and the tinted taillights, is if it doesn't come from the manufacturer that way, it's probably not legal to do.
How does one go about checking to make sure they are legal?
They can contact any local police department and check that out.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department, annual torch run is taking place tomorrow.
Yes, it's something that we look forward to every year. This year it's going to be May 20th. It's going to start at 3 o'clock at the Texas Roadhouse on University. And we usually take a route right off of down University to Tarot, towards 29th Street, and then we end up at the Brazos Valley Council of Governments parking lot. So if you're interested in coming and joining us, feel free. You want to wave at us as we're jogging down the road, feel free. I mean, it's a good way. We get together, we run with some of the Special Olympic athletes, and we also present them with a check. This year we're presenting them with a check for $12,230.41 that we raised at Tip of Cop last year.
And just a reminder, the torch run involving law enforcement officers to raise awareness as well as money for Special Olympics in our part of the world.
Yes.
Next on today's agenda, a retirement.
Yes, Thursday, Sergeant Shane Bush will be retiring after 20 years in service. And he was one of our canine officers way back when, and then he worked for 13 years in combating the narcotics on our streets and helping clear our streets of drugs. So we hate to see him go. He was a fun-loving prankster. He loved pulling pranks on people here at the department, and he was also a great supervisor. So he will be missed, and we wish him luck in future endeavor.
And wrapping up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Slow down all over town, but especially in the 2800 block of Woodville, which is 30 miles per hour near Old Hearn Road, and the 3900 block of Green Valley, which is also 30 miles per hour near Briarcrest.
And that's our update. Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.